Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
What's up, world? You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. I'm so glad that you have tuned back into my show. This is the ninth season that we are in, and it is just a blessing to be able to share with you all, to enlighten you all, to just give you a little bit of myself, and also to have these wonderful guests come on and share their experiences, their thoughts, and their feelings. And tonight we have a beautiful young lady that is going to be calling in. She's going to be singing for us tonight. She is actually a local singer, songwriter, and performer. So I do want to let you know just to hold your horses. I want you to go get something to drink, maybe get some Lay's chips, some candy, sit back and chill, call a friend, tell them about the show, pass the link on, tell people to listen in and tune in. We have over 10,000 in listeners, over 160 episodes that I have recorded, and we've had some awesome guests on that have really graced the show. I mean, celebrities and non-celebrities. So if I don't call your name, don't be offended, because there's no way in the world that I can call out over 300 people that I've interviewed on this show. But we have had CeCe Peniston, Melba Moore, Stacey Ladisaw, Doobie Powell, Keisha Rainey, Curtis Blow. The list goes on. The McDonald's Gospel Fest producer. We've had with Talk to Me Media, the reporting aspect of it, and recording. We've had Shirley Caesar, Vicki Winers, Jennifer Holliday, Yolanda Adams, Fred Hammond, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a blessing to be able to tune back in with you all. We just had a segment about 2 weeks ago. I had a good friend of mine on, Michael Jones, who did the People of Excellence show up in Bridgeport for several years and helped promote the children who won my talent show every single year for A Star is Born. Also, he has a book out, so listen to the past shows. And I had another caller on as well that shared their thoughts and feelings on, you know, the topic that we had on the last time. But today's topic is, do you love or hate your job? And I know this can be a very sensitive topic because people sometimes get a little leery or scared to share their true thoughts and their feelings in concerning their job. But I just wanted to, you know, let you know, rest assured, we don't have to call any company names on this show if you don't want to. And so if you want to share, call in to the show. I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to have my second caller calling in because there's some difficulties and she's still stuck at work. But I do know I have my friend from Channel 5 who is stepping in and going to be calling in, and possibly my godson who is the basketball coach for Fayetteville University. So we'll see what we have time for. But again, I want you to go to my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. Go up there, look at some of the pages. If you like to support Diamonds in the Rough, which is me, you can purchase some of my books. Most of them are children's books. So if you have children, they're coming out of the inner city, or they're dealing with certain issues, or you want to prevent certain issues so that they may be enlightened, you can get my book. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to go to a song, and then hopefully we'll have my caller on by then, and she can share her thoughts and her feelings. All right. Thank you.
Better babe, looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I wanna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I wanna get to know you, make it right so you can breathe again.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine in love together.
I see the scars from a broken heart. Life's got you down.
Life's got you down.
And the bags under your eyes have the smiles inside. It's tearing you apart. Girl, you're looking at change. I'm a man who prays, and I'm strong in faith.
Strong in faith.
God must have had a plan. Placed you in my hand. Let me lead the
you're
way.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl.
Diamond in the rough.
We gon' shine in love together.
We gon' shine in love together.
You're a diamond in the rough.
You're a diamond in the rough.
And I'm here to make it better.
Here for you, baby.
You're a diamond in the rough.
Oh.
We gon' shine in love together.
There you have it. That was Anthony Hamilton, Diamond in the Rough. When I first heard that song back in 2009, it just touched my soul, because I was doing my very first A Star is Born talent showcase and event for the youth and families, and it was just so just right on time. But I do got to read the scriptures. I can't start this show off without sharing the gospel. In any case, I'm coming from James 5 and 4. Behold, the wages of the laborers who have mowed your field, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Romans 4:4, now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. Ephesians 6:9, masters, so you can say bosses, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Proverbs 22:16, whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. 1 Peter, servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and to the gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. I'm going to read a couple more, and then I'm going to have my first caller on. Jeremiah 29:11. I love this scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And, you know, when you can think about this in terms of being on the job and working for someone other than yourself, you know, you're working to prosper. You're working to do better, to provide for yourself or your family. And working should not cause you harm. Emotionally, physically, or mentally. And I stress to you, because people are dropping dead left and right, you know, and yes, you do need money. It says money answereth all things. But if it's at the cost of your health and at the cost of your emotional state or your mental state, it is time for you to pack your bags and tell your boss to beat it. Because your life is more important than making the money on that job. If you're dead, you can't make no money. So, and I'm going to move on. Psalms 5:3, in the morning, the Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And we know that Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. He was talking to the Lord. He was asking the Lord to take from him the thorns in the side. And, you know, sometimes we pray, Lord, give me this job. And then we get on the job and we're like, Lord, get me off this job. You know, so, you know, God has a way of answering our prayers, and not always do we see what's going to be around the corner. And what I say to you is do what you love to do, because in the end, you're going to come back to it if you live long enough. In the end, that is what's going to keep you thriving. That is what's going to walk you into your purpose and into your destiny. And I know it is not always easy. Doing this radio show for 9 years has not been easy, but I'm pushing with the best foot forward, even when I'm weak, even when I've been sick, even when I've been in pain, even when I've been homeless, even when I had nowhere to go, I still was pushing, because God put a purpose in me just like he put a purpose in you. And so you got to find what you can do that is good, what you can do that is comes naturally to you. That's your talent. That's your gift that God gave to you. And move on that in faith. And it takes faith. Anything worth having takes faith. Tyler Perry was homeless. Dwayne Johnson, I went to school with him, The Rock, he was homeless. But look at them now. So, you know, you have a lot of people that have are famous out there now, doing wonderful things, but people don't know their story. They don't know the suffering they had to endure to get where they are today. So don't be ashamed of the suffering, because there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and you don't know what's coming around that corner. And so I'm going to have my first caller on right now. Hello?
Hey, Cherie.
Hi, how are you, sweetie? How you doing?
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Okay. I'm doing good.
Yeah, so tell everybody who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, do you want me to tell them about my life as an artist or just everything I do?
Well, you could share everything you do, and then we're just going to ask, you know, get into this job aspect and expound on that. So I know, you know, you have a artistry and you do a lot of things. So, you know, you could just share with them what it is that you do.
Okay, from, you know, 9 to 5 to pay the bills, you know, I'm an executive assistant. But
okay.
What I do for my love, what is my real love, is singing. You know, I
yes.
sing, I write, and I perform. And my name is Shadia.
Yes.
You can
yes.
find me on Facebook. You can find me on SoundCloud. You know, you can hear some of my songs on SoundCloud. And I've been performing around Norwalk and Stanford. You know, little
okay.
noise
okay.
here and there.
Yes. Absolutely. And so, you know, it's funny, it's strange, you know, God does things for a reason. I mean, we just happen to be talking. We know some of the same people and have been in the same, you know, around the same crowd. And we are both in the entertainment world. But like you said, you have to pay the bill. And so you're working on your artistry, which is a blessing because some people don't have the faith to do that. And so where are some of the places that you performed recently?
The places that I performed recently, two were private events. One was at the Sheridan in Stanford. It was for a private event called Sweet Mothers. It was for an organization that honor women once a year. And
yes.
then another event was like a week ago. It was a women's network where all women who have their own business, it's their like side hustle. And some of them,
okay.
it's not their side hustle. They do it full time. And I was
right.
really amazed. I said, well, what do you do? She said, this is what I do full time. I'm like,
wow.
you know, they work for themselves. And, you know,
yes.
it was a beautiful event. And it was private because they
right.
wanted all, you know, all professional women there. They wanted all women who had positive attitudes and all women who was coming in and willing to share information. And it was really beautiful. When I tell you
okay.
it was beautiful, it was really beautiful.
Yeah,
but,
and I do plan
you know,
on attending one of those events that you're talking about when you know, when it comes up again. Sounds like something that is empowering for women.
It is very empowering for women. I just think all women should try to help each other out, uplift each other. If you see somebody struggling, you know, I always tell somebody, if they see somebody struggling or they having a hard time or they said, you know, I went over to her house and the house was messy, I said, well, then you should have helped her clean it up. She was probably
right.
going through something.
Right.
So usually
right.
when somebody's house is messy, they're going through something. They got a lot on their mind. I said, you could have helped out instead of talking about them. You could have
right.
helped them out. I said, because I've been there.
Absolutely.
I said,
I
said, I've been there. But, you know, as far as it goes, what I do from 9 to 5, I'm going to tell you, the first job I had before this one, before I got this good job, I was working. And every day before I would go into work, I would park around the corner and pray. That's how bad
mm-hmm.
the job was.
Mm-hmm.
I would pray before I would go into that office.
Yes.
And then one day I said, a little voice said to me, because I was like, I cannot take it anymore. It said, leave. I'm going to take care of it.
Right. Right.
And I did.
Oh,
I quit.
God.
I walked out. I didn't know what or how I was going to get another job, but I quit. And when I tell you it felt like a weight was off my shoulders, it was a
mm-hmm.
weight that was off my shoulders.
Yep.
And then
I
out of the blue, my girlfriend called me. She said, why don't you sign up with this agency? And with that agency, I got into the company I got into now. And let me tell you, in the beginning, it wasn't always sweet because the guy gave me a really hard time, the manager that I reported to. He gave me a really hard time. Everything I did, I couldn't do anything right. And I know I was doing everything right, but for some reason, he just wanted to give me a hard time, so I pulled him aside. Me and him had a meeting, a face-to-face.
Right.
I told him, I
mm-hmm.
said, you know what? I said, you don't trust me. I said, you do not trust me. And I said, I'm the one who's supposed to make you look good, and I'm supposed to be the one who make you shine. I said, I'm going to make you shine. And he just looked at me. I said, me and you going to work together. I said, you're going to trust me, and I'm going to trust you. So everything he would say, oh, I want you coming in earlier. And instead of coming in an hour earlier, I would come in 2 hours earlier. Instead of leaving on time, I would stay an hour later. So it got to the point, Marcia, why are you here? Why go home? Oh, Marcia, everybody's praising you. Let me tell you, people now, when they see us, they can't believe. They're like, oh, my God, you guys got the greatest relationship. I said, you know why? I said, because I didn't take anything that he said to me personal. I said, if you see these things, if he's saying all these things about me, I'm going to show I can change. I can change for me, and that's what I did. So
that is
sometimes
noble. That's brave. Number one, that's brave of you to be able to do that, because some people don't have the courage to do that. And I can relate to you so much so from the job that I previously had. And, you know, I have a back condition, a degenerative spinal condition, not supposed to be working at all. But the situation that I've been in for the past 5 months has caused me to push and suffer through the pain of it all. But when you're on a job, and like you said, you know, it's hard for you because the boss is always on your back, or everything you do is wrong, or whatever it may be. When it gets to the point where it's emotionally taxing, and that small voice tells you time is up, it's time to walk away, do that. Listen to it, because that's God.
Yeah.
So I can understand what you're saying, because I hated my job that I just was recently on. And I've worked 53 jobs in my life. So this was the first job, I could tell you, in years that I absolutely could not stand working for this particular company. And so I can understand what you're saying. Go ahead, please.
So, you know, now, I mean, I love, and see, that was the sad part. I love my job. And I said, so now I love my job, but now I'm going to be stuck with this manager for I don't know how many years. So he ain't going nowhere. And I said,
right.
But I love my job. This is perfect for me. And so
right.
A little voice said to me, well, just do, if he wants these things done, just do it and see. And now when all the things that he used to request, he doesn't need anymore. He doesn't even request them anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Look at that. You wore him down.
Yeah, don't even request them anymore. You know that thing, kill them with kindness?
Yes.
Kill them with kindness works.
Yes, you
and
did
then
that.
I also want to say, as being a black person, we get the reputation of always being angry.
Right.
And, you know, he was really surprised at how calm I was and how I talked to him. Even
Isn't
though he was
funny.
Talking nasty to me. You know, I think he was waiting for me to lose my temper, but it never happened.
Right. Okay.
It never
okay.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another manager in the room, and when he walked out, I told her, I said, he made me so mad. She said, Marsha, I would have never known. She said, I said, you just don't know how angry I am. And I started laughing. She said, I can't even tell. I said, because I know how to control.
Right.
I said, I know how to control.
Right.
I said, but I know what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what you have to do. And at the point now, I mean, if you do love your job and you're working with people that are giving you a hard time, do what you need to do. Because sometimes, you know, well, you can say to yourself, okay, well, maybe this is, he may be right about this. You know, address yourself. Look in the mirror.
Right.
And question
right.
that person in the mirror. Because you're not always right all the time.
Absolutely. That's true. That's true. And what I always say, because when I started Diamonds in the Rough, it was truly walking out on faith. I mean, and, you know, I knew the vision God placed in me. I knew what I saw. I knew what he showed me. And when I tried to stop, I couldn't, because something was compelling me. Even though I had a day job, Something was pushing me to do it and to not stop. And it just kept growing and blossoming. And then I found out, oh, wow, I could do this too. Oh, wow, I didn't know I had that talent. Oh, my God, look, I developed this particular skill because I stuck with it. And it's been 17 years. And I've always come to a plateau where it's like, okay, Lord, I need something else now. I need more something to get me to the next level. You know, I've already, the foundation is laid. I've done as much as I could possibly do on this particular level. So now you got to show me what the next step is so I can move forward, you know, and so that it can grow into what the vision, the end product of what you showed me. And so sometimes when our vision is so big, bigger than us, you know that God has to be in it in order to bring it to fruition. If, you know, these CEOs, they had to have a vision. These companies, you know, they didn't just start off on top, a lot of them. They had to work from the ground up. And it takes faith, it takes courage, it takes bravery, it takes going to get an education, whatever it is you got to do. And sometimes it means being hungry, not eating. It means losing your car. It means losing a place to live sometimes because that's how much you believe in you and you believe in the vision that has been placed in you. But everybody can't do that. So, you know, what you're saying is right and is practical. So I believe in what you're saying. So tell people out there, you know, how it is that you moved up the ladder in your particular job.
What I did was, like, I didn't have a pity party. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a pity party. And I just want to explain, like, if you have the skills, anybody can do the job if they have the skills. Anybody could do it. It doesn't
right.
take, you don't have to be a scientist. But you need to have the chemistry to work with that team.
Right.
You work with a whole bunch of different personalities. You spend more time with those people during the day than they spend with their own families.
Yep.
So you need to make a decision. Are y'all going to be miserable or are y'all going to be happy for those
right.
8 or 9 hours that you're going to spend together?
Yes.
That's a decision
yes.
you have to make. And, you know,
that
and I said that to us, I said, listen, we spend more time with each other than we do with our own families. I said, there's no reason why anybody should be walking around here grumpy or whatever. What can we do to make it better as a team? You know, I wouldn't
right.
go to the team meetings before. I started going to the team meetings.
Mm.
I started participating in things. I ain't going. I just started having that positive attitude. I started looking at what, if anybody had anything to say, I took it as a positive. I didn't take it
right.
as a negative. I took it
right.
as a positive.
Okay.
And I want to tell you after I did everything I had to do, I got a promotion. After I got promoted, I got 2 raises within a year.
Mm. My goodness.
And I thought
wow.
it was a mistake. You know how you do? I'm like, y'all playing with me, right? They were like, no, you've been working so hard and people have noticed, everybody's been coming to us, people that don't even work for the team say how you help out. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just believe in yourself. You really do. You got to believe in yourself. And most of all, you got to have faith in God and let him take. You know, I used to hear people say, you know, you got to let God take control. And I used to say, how? You understand what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Just let
mm-hmm.
go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so when it concerns your love, what would you rather be doing? Would you rather be working on your job or would you rather be doing what you love to do? And obviously, if you love it, that's in your heart. That's coming from your
inner
being.
I'd rather be doing what I love. Let me tell you something. If I could hook up with a producer where we could write, you know, and make music and help other up-and-coming artists and, you know, teach them the ins and outs, because it's a real ugly business.
Mm-hmm,
it's a really,
mm-hmm.
really ugly business, because people will block you if they can't get a piece of you.
That's right.
Even if they know you, even if they know you about to make it, they're so mean and spiteful because they're not going to get a piece of it. They will block you, but people need to understand, you know, it's not your gift. It is
right.
not your gift.
Right.
If you,
absolutely.
And so I would really, really like to do my singing and writing full time. Basically, you know, now being a writer and a producer, I even told Denise Johnson that we both
yeah.
know. I
mm-hmm.
told her, we connected today, and I was telling her about being on the show, and she, you know, she reminded me about writing her the gospel song because I let her hear one. And so I
right.
told her, sure, I'm going to, because she has a really beautiful voice.
Yes,
and, you know, for
yes,
people who really love to sing and because some people can't write. They can't write their own songs. I know Denise
right.
writes some of her songs, but I know some other artists, they don't write for themselves.
Yes.
I would love to, like, just write for them and help them out. But, honey, if I could do that full time, I would be extremely happy
exactly.
doing my thing. My first song I ever wrote, I was 7. I was 7 years
oh.
old.
Okay.
It
okay.
was a corny little song, but everybody said it was so good.
Yes.
And then from that point on, I just started writing and writing. And I'm just telling you, you may think it's silly, the silly little song that you write, but the more you write, the better you get.
Absolutely. That's the truth. I know it is, because I've been writing since I was young, and short stories especially. And I've got 17 books published now. So you got to practice what you do, even if it is a gift, you know. And sometimes with me, I know I become lax because writing comes so easy for me that I don't practice it as much as I could. You know, I don't even like poetry, but I'm a poet. And that's the strangest
right.
thing. I don't even understand it, but, you know, it's just something that comes natural. You know, so I love singing. I love acting, and I enjoy putting events together, you know, and doing Diamonds in the Rough. I've done 24 events, and I did it so many times, it was second nature. So you have to work at your craft. Even Luther Vandross had a coach when he was singing, and I don't think neither one of us sound like Luther, but, you know, you know, he
no.
did work at his craft. You know what I'm saying? So
that's another thing young people need to realize. You need a vocal coach. You need to invest in paying for a vocal coach, because I paid for a vocal coach for years. You need to learn how to use your tool. Okay, you can sing, but still, when you get up on that stage and performing and know how to control the air so you ain't running out of air and sounding like you're tired, you need
right.
that coach.
Yes, you do. Like, I'm running out of air right now because I've been just getting over having a sickness, you know, with the respiratory infection. So I understand that. You definitely do. I remember we used to go to Kashif's house. My manager, Robbie Jenkins, used to take us back in the day. And before we started anything when we was at Kashif's house, to not waste Kashif's time, he would have us doing the breathing exercises and the vowel singing and all of that stuff. So, you know, that's like something that you have to do mandatory as a singer. What I'd like to do right now is go to a very short break, play a little music, and then come back, and you're going to grace us with your voice and bless us with a song. So,
okay.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for it.
All right, ready to hear you. All right, I'm going to play
okay.
a little bit of Williams Brothers, Still Here.
I like that, y'all.
By the Williams Brothers. You're listening to Talk to Me Radio by Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me. And we are in our ninth season, over 10,000 in listenership, and I've interviewed over 300 people. If you'd like to be on the show, please contact me. Go to the show page. If you'd like to contribute to anything that I might have coming up or help at all as a volunteer or even as an angel investor, because I definitely need your financial contributions. That's no doubt. I cannot, at this stage and season in my life, give one more event without having the financial stability. I just can't do it because I'm tapped out. So if you find it in your heart and you want to give a donation, please do so. If you want to purchase a book, please do so. You can bless any kid that you might know for the holiday season. I even have relationship books as well. So I'm going to go back in to my caller, Shadia, and she's going to be singing for us.
Hey.
Hello. You're still there,
hey, Cherie.
All right.
I'm still here, Cherie. So my question, you want me to sing acapella, or do you want to put a little music with it?
Well, if the music doesn't, drown you out, that's fine to have
no,
the music
well,
in the background.
No, well, then I'll leave the music out then.
Okay.
I'll leave
the
music out. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song. It's called That's How It Goes.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
It goes, one night I took a walk and it was so cold outside. Went inside this coffee shop just to warm my soul. I saw this guy sipping on a cup of coffee. He caught my eye, yes, he caught me staring. I started to blush and then I slowly walked away. He said, where you going? Take a seat. I said, okay. We started talking, forgot about the time. my conversation, getting to know each other well. Woo!
All
baby,
right.
That's how it goes. Ooh, baby, that's how it goes.
And that's how
it goes. Some snaps right here. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I like the word.
Right now.
I like the vibe of it. You know, I can hear the music in the background. Yeah, it's like a neo soul type of song. What's that lady that sang that song back in the day? Oh, my God. She was, oh, my goodness, I can't remember her name. But anyway, it'll come back to me. But it just reminds me of certain people, definitely like a Jill Scottish type of song. So how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was, like I said, 7 years old. My mother used to put me in front of people in the living room. I was just telling somebody that. Girl, sing that song. Sing that Jackson 5 song. Sing that song by myself. Sing this song. So, but professionally, I've been singing for about 15 years.
Okay, yep. That's
you know,
what
performing.
Yeah,
about 15 years.
Well, I look forward to hooking up with you. Thank you so much for calling into the show and sharing your experiences and your beautiful voice, and you continue to do what it is that is in your heart to do. And I know that eventually you'll be elevated in that area. And I even have my girl from Channel 5 that's on the line. Hold on there, Pam. Don't hang up. I'm about to plug you in soon. And maybe there's a possibility of being on her show. I'm giving you a guest, Pam. All right.
Okay, girl. All right now.
All right. So thank you so much for calling in, Shadia. God bless
you. And thank
you
so much for having me, Sherry. God bless.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it. That was Shadia. I am going to plug in my next caller. Before I get to that, I just want to stress, go to the website, call me up, email me, cash app me if you'd like to purchase some of the books. And then I have another caller who's been waiting patiently. So I'm going to see who this is. And, Pam, I'm going to have y'all both on at the same time. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. A little bit.
I know I'm in the Bronx and it's a train behind me. Listen, I'm Miss Adia's friend Rasheen, a very good friend of her, and I told her from the beginning that she might be one of the best singers I've ever heard, ever. I mean, as far as far as skills, songs and everything. So. I'm definitely, she may be my friend, but I'm definitely one of her fans, and I support her and everything she did. I listened to the interview. She did good, and I'm glad she was able to sing for y'all, so y'all was able to get a chance to hear how beautiful her voice makes you feel, like, good. You know, everybody doesn't have that. Her voice makes, every time she sings, I tell her, it makes me feel good, like there's no, I don't have any problems in the world. So,
right,
I just definitely, you know, I'm one of her supporters 100%, and I wanted to definitely let her know, just keep up the good work. We behind her 1,000%, and you know, she did very good on the interview. I was listening very close.
Yes, she did.
Yes,
well, thank you so much, Rasheed, for your comments. And, hopefully I will meet you when I come to support her and hear her sing in the near future. And thank you so much. You have a blessed night.
No problem. You too. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was one of Shadia's supporters. I have my girlfriend from Hartford on the line.
Yes,
Pam, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, she did a beautiful job on that song.
She did.
I really enjoyed it, yes. And without any music, when you can sing without any music, it's very good.
Yep.
So there you got you got a guest right there, Pam.
Oh yes. And I'm planning on to have my show back on. Right now, I just got married. Got married October 6th. So I'm still, you know, yes.
Congratulations!
Oh my God!
No wonder you was incognito. Oh my goodness! Wow! I'm so happy for you, Pam. Wow!
Thank you very much. Yes. So I'm trying to put together my show back, and hopefully I can still come back on accesstv.org. If anyone else is interested in listening to some of my previous shows, it's accesstv.org, channel 9. It's called Make It Happen. And, yes, I want to go back on live on Hartford Public Access. And maybe perhaps another one. So I'm trying to work on a few things through prayer and everything else like that, and trying to get it to make it happen.
Yes,
just like
absolutely.
My show.
Making it happen. And, you know, we were talking about loving and hating your job and talking about, you know, our gifts and talents and things that that God has gifted us naturally to do. And you've done the modeling. You've done, you know, your TV show. You've blessed me because I've had some of my guests from my talent shows and events, different events, on your show, and you promoted them, and so what do you feel about that? Because you don't have to mention where you work, but do you love or hate your job?
Well, it's changing. I can tell you with the new administration, it's very different. But I kind of enjoy it because I'm the person that walks around and say, "Hey, good morning, everybody," you know. And that's how I am. I'm just like a greeter. So that's one thing that I do like in my job. I like my freedom that I have on my job. I know I can come in, and I know I can do my job, and nobody's not over my shoulder. That's what I love about my job.
I hate that. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and
I can't stand when people do that, micromanaging you. If you hired me to do this job and you trust your decision in giving me this job, then you don't need to be over my shoulder staring, you know, from a telescope out in the hallway. You know, I can't do that. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I feel good because I kind of feel like I have control, and I'm the liaison of, you know, doing supplies and stuff like that and travel authorizations and making sure that people putting in the right information and the right codes and connecting with the other people that do process the various types of paperwork that I do, and learning more things, you know, because I'm trying to really advance in, you know, doing various things, and that's how my show is. I do various types of shows. I have various types of entertainment and poetry and everything, and then I talk about the very different topics that I want to talk about. And I like to get deeper in depth with talking about subjects that people do not want to talk about.
Right, absolutely.
Yes.
And your job,
you for them?
I didn't think, you know, talking about your job would be a sensitive area. I mean, I'm honest with myself. I know from the first 2 weeks if I'm going to like something or not. You know, and I'm naturally a leader. I've always been a leader since I was a little girl. It just comes. I don't know, you know, God, that's just something God gave me. I don't always like it, but it is who I am. And I'm used to being in supervisory positions, and I worked my way up. I sacrificed.
Right.
I did what I needed to do. I put my time in, you know, and some people don't know it, but because I never really talk about it, but I do have a master's in education. I sacrificed for that. I'm first generation. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't easy. I'm certified through the state 6 times. I've held 53 jobs. So I work better independently.
Right.
So I know that about myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm honest with me. I want to work for me. That's who I want to work for.
That is definitely true. Same thing here. I want to have something else, but I can't do it, you know, here. But I'm willing to advance out and do other things, you know, because I figure myself, I'm a leader and I'm a boss. And, you know, I know I don't like people walking over me. And if I feel like I'm being abused, I have to speak up. And I'm very sorry. Some people don't like to do that because they're scared they're going to lose their jobs. I'm like, well,
exactly.
You know, you might not have a job anyway. You might as well work for yourself pretty soon.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And, you're so true.
You know, and it's better to work for yourself because you can set your own hours. You can get up when you want to. And you can love what you really, really are, what God wants you to be. You know what I mean?
Yes.
As far as your gifts. Yes,
right.
I do a lot of modeling, and I can tell when I be walking, everybody calls me model at my job and everything else like that. I do have that walk. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll just walk, you know?
Yeah. they pick up the aura.
And I do love that about, you know, my job, because they got the long hallways, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, go outside. And it's like, I feel like I'm just walking in on the runway sometimes. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I love to take the selfies now, so I'm looking for print work, everybody. So please inbox me. I have a Facebook page. Anybody looking to, you know, have somebody different of the regular size, not the skinny people or the tall people, because that's what I'm trying to get across in the United States as far as, you know, being a black woman. A business person, and to further my ideas and you know, do something about it. Anybody
making
dolls, connect to me too. I'm interested. Put it out there. You know, it's almost Christmas time, so you know, have a make it happen doll.
And, okay.
I hear you.
Go ahead, girl.
So it's called size of make it happen.
And you know what, Pam? Because I've seen you, you know, before you get on the camera, after you get on the camera, you know, me, you, Savonda. Savonda, let me come up there and just take over her show. She don't care. She knows how she can trust me. I'm not going to try to pull her down and ruin her. So, you know, we try to support each other in that circle when we're able to, you know, because she's ventured off into different areas now, and she's good at it. So all are, you know, work in progress. We're learning. When you find one talent, then there come two or three behind it. So you know, and you work harder at what you love to do. You will work more hours. I don't get paid for this. I take my time out and been doing this for 9 years. And I got paid four times and over 300 guests. So,
oh my goodness,
you know what
gracious.
I'm saying? So we love what we do, you know? But there comes a point in time where, you know, you have to support yourself, and if you're going to do it with your own business, you have to be compensated for what it is that you do and people enjoy, and they enjoy taking part of in something that you created. And so I commend you, Pam, because you push. You push and you push. You've gotten better. You work that camera real good now. You do the editing good now. I mean, and it's just a blessing to see a sister, you know, flourishing in the area that they're good at. Bottom line.
Right. Oh, definitely, yes.
You know?
But it takes more time to edit now because it's the technology is so complex, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I'd be glad when I'd be able to get my computer. Yeah, I'd be glad when I'd be able to get my computer on so I can work at home more.
Then
I'd be spending more time on the computer because I know what I can do. And, yes, the editing and video, I love doing the videos and everything else like that because I got a kick out of it, you know.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to come back to you, though. I want you to think about some advice you might want to give to people out there that are afraid to step out the boat and do their own thing. do what God has gifted them to do. We can't live a life work, and miserable or stressed out, have a heart attack, and drop dead, and then what is it all for? Like it says in Ecclesiastes, what does it mean? What is it all for? Because you ain't gonna take the money with you.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And Bill gonna always be around. He ain't never going nowhere, you know. So what are you going to do? So you know that's the thing. You have to be able to express yourself in whatever God has gifted you in the creativity that He has given unto you. So I'm gonna go to a quick break. I'm gonna play a little bit of Let It Snow, because we're approaching the holiday season. By Boys to Men, and I'm going to come right back to you, Pam.
Okay.
That was Let It Snow by Boys to Men. You are listening to Talk to Me Radio, hosted by Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. I have Pamela Wright on from Hartford on the Make It Happen show, and she is just sharing her experiences as an entrepreneur and as somebody who's been working a steady job for quite some time now. So, Pam, shed some light and on, you know, people who are afraid. They just need that push, you know, to just step out the boat, or that kick in the back to get out the boat. What would you say to them?
You just keep on knocking at those doors, because only those doors are going to open eventually. That's what I'm saying. And
yes.
And no matter, you know, what you do, just got to keep on trying. And
right.
Eventually it will happen. And
yes.
Through my experiences, I've been going through different things, and, you know, and I'm like, you know, that's not going to stop me. I'm still going to put my show on, because, you know, I
right.
could do a show without an engineer. I could do it myself. All you got to do
right.
is let me know when to put my thing on and let me go out there, and they just take it off, and I'll just be right there. And then,
right.
you know, they didn't like me when I did that. So I said, okay. So I'm also looking for an engineer, somebody who's in college,
right.
and wants to get some, you know, free credits.
Connect with me on Facebook. It's Pamela Wright, and inbox me. And I'm only taking serious inquiries, please, because I definitely want to go Hollywood style. Okay.
All right now.
So,
all right.
People who are with me, I'm bringing my people with me. Just like everybody
all right.
else, my people who can stick with me, I'm bringing them with me. And,
all right. Amen. We got to stop
yes.
right there. We're stopping the streaming. So I thank you so much for being on, Pam, and calling in at the very last minute. We were going to have Toya of New York on, but she got stuck at the job. So we're talking about jobs.
Wow.
She had to do what she had to do. So hopefully we can have her on at a different time. If not, we're going to move on. We have another segment coming up on the 25th. Thank you and God bless, and continue to be inspired and to step out on faith and do what
that's
God
right.
has called you to do. All
and that's
right.
one thing I was getting ready to say is have faith, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Sharice,
Thank
so
you.
Much for having me.
You're welcome. Call me. All right. Okay,
okay,
bye-bye.
Definitely. We'll connect again. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay.
Love everybody. Have a nice holiday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
There you have it. I'm going to take you out with a little bit of M. Toomey, Juicy Fruit. Thank you for listening to Talk to Me Radio. Remember to go to our website, purchase my books, order from me, give me a call. Thank you so much, and God bless you.